Today is Thursday, the 6th of February, the feast of St. Paul Miki and companions, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Lord, you watch over my soul. You know my heart. Lead me on the road to eternity. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them.
Begin by imagining that you are one of the disciples of Jesus being sent out on this mission. Picture the other disciple who accompanies you in your conversation as you begin your journey together. As you set off together, try to imagine what it is like taking nothing with you for your journey. No bread, no bag, no money, just a staff. But knowing that the Lord has given you full authority in his name. How do you feel about this? Now begin to reflect on your experience in the service of Jesus in your own life. Can you recall a time when you've been welcomed as a follower of Jesus? Give thanks for this experience. Recall an encounter where you felt you needed to shake the dust from your feet. Can you leave this experience with the Lord? As you listen to the reading again, stay with all that you have reflected on.
Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them.
In these final moments of prayer, you might like to rejoice with the Lord for the ways he works with you and through you, or talk to him about anything that is lingering from this time of reflection. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.